Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
So Martha told me, she said, if he's asking you, if you surrender to him, he's got the best treasures for you. All you have to do is say yes. And from that day forward, I said yes. I said, even if I came to this mountain and I died from whatever, if I, you know, just, but I got to earn you, then my life is complete.
Thank you, Kyle, for opening your heart and life to us. He's doing a quick work. He's condensing the walk, the genuine walk with him for you. He's condensing it into a space of time that's very tight because the time is short. And so what he's actually done for you is reach out and grab you and say, you're mine. You have no one but me, and you will be mine because I love you and I've loved you forever. And it's in that makes it a rescue from danger. That makes it. He is crunching you. Does anybody have some? He's pushing you into this little box. You're in the box. But it's a box of protection that has a future, that is covered with the blood of Christ and is specific to you because he wants you, not just a man. He wants Kyle. And he has marked you out for this time. And Paul said, I've lost everything. He lost political power, religious power. He lost everything for the sake of knowing Christ Jesus. There's your verse. You're getting to know him. And he is, sometimes he doesn't turn out to be like we think. And sometimes it's like, I liken it sometimes as jerking a child out from under the bus that's going to crunch him. And the child says, oh, that hurt. Why did you do that? Save your life. And there's a sense in that which I think is the saving of your spiritual destiny. Because it has to be a will. Everybody who's worth anything in the Bible had a terrible wilderness. This is your wilderness, but it's condensed. And I don't believe it's going to last forever. It's too intense. He's not going to leave you. He can't do it. He's not going to leave you without his presence being coming to you. And is that an amen, brother? He's got wonderful things in mind. And the knowledge of Christ. The one thing we're here for is to know God and to understand Jesus. And you're getting a crash course. He is going to rule our life and get us, take from us what will poison us, strip us down from what would distract us. And I'm not even saying that I understand your suffering. You probably wouldn't understand mine, but I know the goal is the same and the fulfillment is the same. He's going to come. He proclaimed you're a good man. He's going to come and make you extraordinary. That's my confidence. And see, while John was gone, there was Kyle alone, and the Lord wouldn't let me be with him. And I planned. Okay, great. We'll have some time to pray. And he didn't let me. But that doesn't shake my knowledge of his love for you, because I have experienced his love for you, and so has John. I know what his love for you is. He wants you, honey. He wants you to belong to him, and he adores you. And the proof he sends sometimes looks like the very obstacle. That's why David writes, have you left me? Do you hate me? That's why David is such a counsel in times of our wilderness, because he went through all of it. And we don't even know the story, really, of why he's crying out, where have you gone? You used to like me. Where'd you leave? Why'd you turn on me? And now you're my enemy. It's just, you're just living the vividness of the Christian life under the dominion of the King. You're not being passed by so you can have a happy little church life. He's not letting you do that.
It's the major thing that I've seen is what I'm dying to is law. I'm physically, emotionally, mentally, my whole being, I'm dying to law. Because law has ruled my life.
Yeah.
And that's, I saw it yesterday sitting on the back porch. I don't understand most things that I see, but that's the major thing is dying to law.
It makes me think of when coming out of Romans 7, which is failure, the first thing in Romans 8 is, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who walk in the law of the Spirit. You're coming into a different law, and it's the law of the Spirit. We have to live under law, but the law of the Spirit is all wonderful. He's changing, he's bringing you out of obedience to your situation and your family. That's dropping off of you. But you are going to be brought into, what word can I use? Such a level of grace and joy. I'm going to be there when the Holy Spirit falls on you. Because I know it's going to be a lot of joy for you. And you're willing. You have bent your neck to this situation. And it's the arm of love. It's like he's pulling you out from the bus. And you don't know what's there now if the bus is gone. Because you've lived in the bus all your life. But what's going to happen is an explosion of you, who you really are. And what he's formed in you. And your knowledge of Jesus. You're going to be I prophesy you're going to be a big Jesus lover. Exceptional. And because what you're going through is not something, I want you to know that every believer has to die to that degree, to everything. And I'm sure you know that. But this is your journey. So it's another matter. It's you, and it's you and the suffering. But it's not a punishment. It's a liberty. It makes you feel like David did. Why do you hate me? Are you gone? Do I have to go through this? But it's choice. And it's privilege. The way he's got you in hand. He's captured you. And you will be able to say, I'm his, but he also is mine. All that he is mine. And you'll have him in that intimacy. You don't die like this for nothing, so that you can just be martyred. No. It's not punishment. It's not judgments. It is the cross. That's what it is. It's the formation of the willingness to die for Jesus. Remember that scripture, Revelation 12, where it says they overcame the accuser by the blood of the Lamb first. That's your sin and your forgiveness. The word of the testimony, which is Jesus is Lord and sovereign. But the third one is they love not their lives even unto death. And you are going through that. You're in a cross experience. You're in a dying place. But there is resurrection. Believe me. Hallelujah. Glory. We couldn't take it without some resurrection. But that's coming. And I bet it's coming soon, because you really are. And he wouldn't let me lift your suffering while John was gone. I was so embarrassed. That's how the Lord embarrasses me. He doesn't do what I want him to do. And what's the good thing to do and the right thing to do? Now, Kyle's really alone. Surely. Couldn't I have him just over for dinner? No. Don't touch a holy thing. Don't touch my man. Mm-mm. I'm ministering myself. Thank you, Martha. You just go ahead. But I want you to know I had those feelings.
And I was. I know you did. You called me in the morning. I was there in the office. I know you were.
But it's an enormous process, and we have to be willing to die to whatever he claims. And we, in our lives and in their lives, everybody has had the wilderness, and we are still here with him.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.